Performing at Caroline's on Broadway in New York this weekend, my man, Donnell Rollins.
Donnell, what's up, man?
I don't know if it's fair for you to call me my man when I've been trying to be down with the Fantastic Voyage for the last 10 years. Is that how you treat your friends?
Yes.
Yes. Is it a no lotion policy, no ash policy? I've been sitting on the dock of the bay waiting for the last 10 years waiting. As Jay doing parody songs saying bye-bye to me. What does a brother have to do? I just want to know. And I wanted to use the race card, but Barack Obama has 5 months left in office, so I'm going to use it for something more important. I wanted to say Tom Joyner didn't let me on the cruise because I'm black. Then I looked at the people on the cruise. I was like, well, I can't use that excuse because everybody's black. I said, well, you know what? I'm blacker. And then I saw Flavor Flav. Then I said, you know what? I'm the blackest. That's the only way I might have an opportunity. I'm pulling a race card on you, Tom.
I have to. Man's killing him.
Enough is enough. It has to stop.
You been to breakfast?
Wow.
I haven't been. See, this is what brothers do. They want to skip the question. They talk about that's like being on the block. You get in a fight with one person. They be like, I know you ain't talking. How you just going to skip the subject? Breakfast ain't nothing. It had nothing to do with the boat. And I understand they had 24-hour breakfast on the boat, but I wouldn't know because I'm never invited.
To answer your question,
I haven't had breakfast.
We thought maybe you moved up to lunch in a different
a different meal class.
And I know Jay was behind me not being on there. I know Jay was behind it because me and Jay suffer the same problem. He's an ashy brother too, and I know I know he pulled up on you like on the five heartbeats. Like, you know, I can do all his ashy parts. I know you snaked me. Like, you know, look at these elbows, Tom. We don't gotta have two ashy people in this boat. We can work it ourselves. You know? I know all his parts. I know what he do. He hit the knees. He hit the elbows, and then he barely hit his ankles. We can do this and cut him out, and we can get all the lotion ourselves. I know what's going on. I know what's going on.
What about the Trump and Hillary presidential race?
Are you into that? Are you into the whole politics?
I'm not. I'll just say I don't know. This is the thing that I hate about the whole situation. Is Donald Trump said he's going to make America great again. I don't know the last time he looked at any polls or see where America is opposed to 8 years. But President Barack Obama has us on the route to being great again. I was in the Midwest a week ago. Gas prices were like $1.75 a gallon. President Barack Obama has it cool for a brother to say, let me get five on pump five. When the last time you heard that? You tell me when the last time your boy say, we going out, I got five on five. You can't hear that. If you would say I got five on five, he said, well, you need to hitchhike because you ain't getting this car with $5. You know? And to be honest, it's so crazy now. You know, Donald Trump, his platform, I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to make the Mexicans pay for it. This is no disrespect for the Mexicans. I don't know a Mexican that could pay for a wall or buy a wall. I don't know no Mexican that can afford a whole wall. The only one I know, El Chapo, he locked up and he don't want a wall. He want a tunnel. He don't have nothing to do with it. So I'm gonna build a wall to keep the illegals out. I'm like, who gonna build your wall? Tom, do you know somebody that can build a wall?
That's not an illegal.
I don't know. If you want a wall built, you got to go to Home Depot, hard body. You can get all the walls you want down here. You can get a couple walls and a couple tunnels down here, man. It's unfortunate, man. I just want people to put respect on President Barack Obama's name. That's all I'm saying. Put some respect on it. If I was to go to one of them debates, I would be like this. I'm talking about all three of y'all. Put some respect on his name, and I ain't going to say it no more.
Donnell Rollins, he's going to rip it up at Caroline's on Broadway.
No, Donnell Rollins wants to rip it up at the Fantastic Voyage. Hint.
Oh, I don't think that was a hint, player.
Okay.
You got to come harder with your hints, man. Have a good week, man.